From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A wind-whipped wildfire continuing to burn in and around a scenic Arizona canyon. The so-called slide fire growing roughly 4,800 acres overnight. Fire is threatening an area between Sedona and Flagstaff that normally would be attracting plenty of tourists as Memorial Day holiday approaches. Captain Bill Morris is with the Flagstaff Fire Department and says they've already given some residents the heads up they may have to flee their homes.
Our concerns are the fire crossing over 89A and getting up into the communities of Forest Highlands and Kachina Village, which has about 3,000 residences that are currently been put on pre-evacuation notice.
Many as 500 firefighters have been battling the wildfire, with more crews expected to arrive to help out. The fire shut down the main road between Sedona and Flagstaff. The Pentagon is considering the military assistance it provides Thailand in light of a coup by the Thai military. NPR's Tom Bowman reports officials are reviewing a number of programs.
Ukrainian defense.
Spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said officials are reviewing their options following a government takeover by Thai's military chief. The U.S. and Thailand conduct numerous military drills. One of them is held each year and called Cobra Gold, one of the world's largest military exercises. Thailand also allows U.S. military aircraft to land and refuel on their way to Afghanistan. The U.S. did suspend military programs with Thailand back in 2006 as a result of a coup. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he is seriously concerned by the military takeover in Thailand and appeal for a return to civilian rule. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The Ukrainian government says pro-Russia separatists killed at least 13 of its soldiers today near the eastern city of Donetsk. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the attack comes just days before Ukraine's presidential election.
Ukrainian defense officials say pro-Russian militants attacked the Ukrainian troops at a checkpoint about 20 miles from Donetsk. A separatist commander claimed responsibility.